this whole thing is just gonna be me and Gabby talking shit to each other.
Yeah, honestly, it's gonna be that. Yeah.
Somehow they came.
All right, hey guys.
Hey.
It's Angelica.
And it's Maddie.
And this is From Hell They Came.
Jesus Christ.
just take one.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Take your choosing.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's How's everybody doing? I hope everyone's had a eventful summer. It's summer, right? Yeah.
It's summer.
It's fucking hot as hell.
I don't know. I don't do anything during summertime.
It's just more reason just to stay indoors.
Yes, exactly. And then I'll complain during wintertime about how pale I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. Yeah.
Just you.
Oh, and we have Gabby with us.
Hello.
Yes, we have Revolting Reviews.
Yes.
Gabby here to talk about...
things.
A lot of things.
say hi again, Gabby.
Hi.
You just hear it. Me.
Before we jump in and interview her, I guess, and talk about stuff again.
Just to bother me.
More stuff.
Yeah, more stuff. Yes. How's everything going, Maddie?
Everything's good. I had went to L.A. Mm-hmm. I visited Los Angeles, and I told you I wanted to bring some stuff back.
Yes.
Okay, yes. So I bought Angelica a Heaven's Gate magnet, and
yes.
For those who aren't familiar, it's pretty much a cult. Was it in California, right? It was in San Diego?
They started in the Midwest, I think, and then they moved to L.A., mm-hmm. I think.
That's
confusing.
Well, it was this cult that was going on, and Helica brought to my attention, and so when I was there... So I went to the Museum of Death, and I don't want to ruin it for those who haven't gone.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They did have that Georgette story in there that you
they
had talked
did.
About.
Yeah. Aww.
It was pretty cool, and I hope everybody gets a chance to go.
I want to go. I want to go to L.A. I've never been to L.A. I said I was going to go this summer, but I didn't.
It was pretty cool.
What the
fuck? Like, the weather was, like, so nice, and that's all I'm really talking about is just the weather.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
And then she brought me a postcard, too. Don't forget the postcard.
Oh, yes. And a postcard. That yeah. has...
Manson, Gigi Allen, Ramirez.
Hell yeah.
White, Jones, Dahmer, Gacy. I never know how to pronounce her last name.
Oh, Wuornos.
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 Yeah.
I gave Maddie a Valentine's Day card that had her on it.
For real?
And yeah. Why is that?
Why? Why is it?
Yeah, Gabby, why is that?
I feel like I know why it is. I think you've told me.
Wow.
Well, let's see. Let's have Gabby tell it.
Gabby?
You know what? I got to stand up for the LGBTQ.
So that's my match if I was a serial killer.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
I love you, by it. The way. I love it.
But yeah, that was cool. So my friend Melody, who I had went with,
mm-hmm.
we did a really stupid thing. We wanted to go on the Queen Mary,
mm-hmm.
and that was it's a haunted ship that was in World War II, and you could actually stay the night,
mm-hmm.
They have like different deals, you could stay the night, or you could just do, a morning tour, or a night tour, and so we're gonna do a night tour,
mm-hmm.
Well, it's located in Long Island, we bought tickets, that was,
Long Island?
Is it Long Island?
Do you mean Long Beach?
The Long Beach?
Long Island's in New York.
New Jersey.
New Jersey, New York, whatever.
Yeah, one of those. It's Long something. It's a long time to get there too, by the way.
Especially with traffic.
Yeah, so pretty much when we're staying to go there, it was pretty much an hour drive. And we didn't realize that until we already like bought the tickets and we're just like, never mind, we're just not gonna go.
Did you get a refund?
No refunds. It was like 50 a person, but it's fine.
That
I'm still crying about it, but it's fine.
I mean,
50
I would
be a person.
Really
50 a person. But it's cool. It's like I was like, I don't mind because you know we're in LA.
Well, yeah, would have been
bitch
cool
was
if
thinking,
you
I know.
She's thinking like she has LA money.
I know.
She's just like, it's
God
whatever.
I said, when I was walking the streets, I was just, you want a dollar?
You
want a
you
dollar?
You don't even know how to act.
I know. See, the California life's taken over already.
Damn.
I was like, yeah, I got 50 to drop. Let's go.
Whatever.
So that was a big no-no. That was the first. That I think, honestly, the whole trip, that was the only bummer thing, really, that we encountered. But I was like, well, we need to go back. I want to take y'all. I want to take everybody I can with me.
Is she paying for us?
No.
I know, right? Okay, no. Sorry, can you repeat that one more time?
I will take y'all, but y'all could pay.
So you mean we're going to all go on a trip. It's not that you're taking us.
Yes.
Yeah.
But since I'm going to be 25, I could rent a car. And that's like the only thing I'm looking forward to about being 25.
You're going to be 25, Maddie?
I'm turning 25 this year.
Dude, you know how many cars you can rent?
Turning 24.
Anyways. But yeah, I mean, we need to go back and maybe...
Why did you even go? How about LA? You tell us?
Oh, it was to see the band The Ghost Inside. All right. Well, you know, okay, so they're an older band. Melody's really loves them. She freaking has a tattoo on her back. Yeah.
Damn.
And they're really good. And I honestly wanted to go to Santa Fury, but the tickets were already, like, sold out. So
I could have got you in. I know a few people.
Now you tell me.
Damn. So you saying if Cannibal Corpse plays in L.A., we're going to go see Cannibal Corpse? I got and a Cannibal Corpse tattoo.
The main reason I went to L.A. was because of that.
I don't have anything tattoo.
I mean, yeah, we can. Jelly, you want to turn 25, we're renting a car.
Oh, fuck. She says, if I can rent a car, I can do anything.
That's what I'm saying.
I want to take a trip soon.
Yeah, I'm telling you, let's try and do it. Let's go follow Cannibal Corpse throughout the U.S.
Oh, fuck.
Bitch. Fucking bad. Don't play.
I ain't playing.
I love them.
I got 50 to drop, apparently.
Dude, I'm trying to go to New Orleans in October. And all the crazy shit happened.
Yeah, do y'all want to go for my birthday?
Let's go.
I'm fucking down, yes.
I think
yes.
We've been talking about it anyway.
We have, like, since last year, we've been
wanted to go. I have, like, this deep connection to New Orleans, and I don't know what it is.
It's, you just at that place, like, I need to go there. Like, it's like, you know it, right? Or, like, you...
Yeah, like, the whole, like, blues, jazz, New Orleans vibe, like, all of that. Like, New Orleans... is it called Brass? New Orleans Brass? Like, their bands that they have played?
That's right, yeah.
That I feel, like, real connected to that.
Yeah, I love jazz.
Let's fucking do it.
I'm down. Just want to go for the crab in the Museum of Death.
Like, to go get crabs?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. I heard they have pretty good swamp over there. Is that a drug?
I've always wanted to go on, like, on the swamp and, like, you know how you can ride in the boat.
Ooh, I heard down smelly, for that? But I'm down.
I'm sure it stinks.
Yeah, I mean, I've been around Gabby, so it's fine.
All right, so.
Okay, so first off, we have, again, Gabby here, Revolting Reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Rock on.
Hell yeah, brother. So tell us more about that. What is Revolting Reviews? What is the image that you want to display out there for people?
So first of all, Revolting Reviews started last year. And I started off doing written reviews, you remember, Maddie. And I had always, like, wanted to do, like, reviews and stuff just because I've been inspired by some YouTubers. I know it's weird, like, watching YouTubers but not doing YouTube reviews because just mm-mm. And so, so I started off doing, like, reviews for, like, certain movies, kind of like low budget, like not low budget, but like independent films that I've seen on Shudder and stuff like that. So I stopped because I suck at writing and I just feel like, like it's just, yeah, I'm not a good writer. So then y'all inspired me to do a podcast where I, you know.
Oh, thank you.
Anyways.
You're welcome.
So anyways.
Sweet. So like the nicest thing you've ever said to me, but not even to me, just
around me,
in my presence.
So now I'm going to be starting. I already, you know, have everything going, have all my equipment and all that. So
yeah,
I'm going to
brought her own mic.
Yes, I did.
I can't God even snap.
Fucking nails.
So yeah, I'm going to be reviewing. Like extreme underground horror films, like anything that I can get my hands on. Ooh. So, because a lot of it is hard to come by. Also, a lot of it is expensive.
That is true.
I bet.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I had to buy you one. Just kidding.
You know, I'm surprised, like, one of the films I got was even as cheap as it was. So, you know, but it's not region one. So, I don't know how I'm going to watch that. I'll figure it out.
I don't know what that means. Cool.
Yeah, what is that? You have to, like,
oh, region one?
Yeah.
Like, so it means that, like, if it's region free or region one, I think region free is you can it can be played on like any DVD
buy, like,
player.
Like a special DVD player for it.
But if it's region one, it can be played on a US DVD player. If it's like any other like region 2, 3, 4, I don't know, it can't be played on a US DVD player. It has
I did not think that existed.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. So the movie that I got, I think it's like a German film. I think it can only be played on like German like DVDs and stuff like that. Wow.
So we need to like find you a German DVD player?
Probably, or I can just, I don't know, I can figure out a way to watch it.
Look on Amazon.
Yeah.
Let me look up
I'll say eBay or something.
Right, eBay, yeah.
Yeah.
What was the first film that was a gateway into discovering / watching underground films?
Honestly, it was August Underground. That's why I hold that movie near and dear to my heart. Yeah.
I mean, she just showed me the trailer. Mm-hmm. It looked so realistic. Mm-hmm. I was a little scared.
And what is it about August Underground that you just love so dearly?
Yeah.
So I discovered it when I was like probably like 14 or something on like a free streaming like movie site or whatever. And it was just the effects. It was the effects. They looked realistic. After that, well, I was probably like 15 or 16. I don't remember. Anyways, somewhere around there. And so I started doing more research on the movie. And it turns out that I think the first film, like the first installment, because it's a trilogy, I think the first installment, I believe, was for a... I think it was like a college project, I think. But yeah, it was the effects. It just looked real. Like there's a scene where the girl that they have like in the first movie where she's, I guess she like, you know, defecates herself, but it's actually like brownie mix.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. And then,
that's what I tell people too.
Yeah. And then they cut her nipples off and it looks real. And, you know, it's just,
Maddie's just like, yeah, wow, sounds like any other day.
So yeah.
Brownie mix. Mm.
Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Damn.
What kind of like, what genre is it?
It's underground horror.
Just underground horror. That's a genre.
Yeah, it's like underground horror movies. And people, a lot of people will know Cannibal Holocaust, and a Serbian film. Yeah, it's like Serbian film and Cannibal Holocaust are like...
They're like the main ones.
They're
like
the main ones.
Controversy.
They're like the main ones. Like when people think of like underground, they think of Cannibal Holocaust or a Serbian film. So yeah, I would say, those are like the... well-known underground horror films.
Dope.
Yeah.
And I know for a project you're able to talk to the director.
Yeah, so I was able for a class project, I was able to interview the director Fred Vogel. That was really fun. And it was great. I mean, you know, I got to meet like one of my like heroes. Mm-hmm. So it was really fun. I don't know if I can necessarily talk about what we talked about because
that's fine.
Yeah, but
not yet.
I know you're going to school for film as well, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm on trial right now.
Is that true?
You swearing oath. So did he say anything to like want to get you more inspired into doing film, like, or was it just mainly on just like that class project?
Oh yeah. I mean, he gave some pretty good tips and like some, you know, great insight. He did say, you know, a little director to director to me. Mm-hmm. So that was super cool.
Aww.
But,
quote unquote.
Yeah. Quote unquote. Aww. He did say that. So that was super cool.
You are blushing.
That's so cool, man. I love him so much. I love, you know, the whole trilogy. It's super awesome. Mm-hmm. So yeah. But yeah, no, he gave a lot of good information. There is a lot of controversy that comes when making movies like that just because you do push people's buttons. Mm-hmm. Just because, I mean, you know, you go the extreme to... You do a lot of messed up stuff, you know, in these movies. And, yeah, you do go through a lot. So it's not just, like, you get a lot of hate. He has gotten a lot of hate, a lot of... he's gone through a lot, you know, when making these films. So, but, you know, somehow he's still going at it. He did come out with one recently, but I think it's more, I think the way that he had told me and the way that I've seen it in the trailers, it's more of like a thriller type movie. Okay. So I don't think it's necessarily horror.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So,
I know with Cannibal Holocaust, that other known movie, didn't like their whole, like, people who worked on that movie also like went to jail. Not went to jail, but were like put on trial or something.
Yeah. So
or was it the director?
The director was.
I think it was just the director.
Yeah, the director was put on trial, and he had to prove in court that nobody was actually hurt.
Yeah,
because
it looks so realistic. I could only imagine like what they go through. And
yeah.
Just they had need to like have lawyers.
Yeah, I feel like also like the whole like mentally, like how you said. The girl who was in that one in
August Underground?
Yeah, that one. You said that she can't even watch the films anymore.
Yeah, she can't watch herself like in these films anymore. Yeah, she's like,
fuck, did I die?
Yeah, like she just, yeah. But she was one of the killers in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
But she can't watch them anymore. Like there's a movie if anybody wants to see it. It's no, called, sure. It's not really like a movie. It's more like a documentary, but it's called S and Man.
Okay.
And, they kind of talk about found footage, snuff, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they talk, Fred Vogel actually gets interviewed in that one, and so does the girl. And she said herself that she just can't watch it. She can't watch herself in those movies. Because I think there are scenes where she's cutting herself, and I think that she said that was real.
Oh, shit.
Where she was cutting herself. Mm-hmm. That was real. So... Yeah. So I guess maybe like
he must have offered her a good check to do.
Man, yeah, I don't know.
You'd have to pay me a lot of money to cut myself.
Yeah. On film?
On film.
I ain't doing that for free.
That would be a lot.
Yeah.
What is it that attracts you to these kinds of films? Like the whole underground?
It's like the effects. I'm really big effects person. Mm-hmm. So it's the effects and it's the backstories and it's because a lot of them have really bad plots and a lot of them are just kind of there's either like a bad plot or no plot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, but it just depends on what you find. It just all depends what you're looking for. So if you're looking for more like torture and, mm-hmm. you know, gore and stuff like that.
There's something for everybody.
Yeah, there's something for everybody. And then there's, of course, like psychological, like underground horror and stuff.
I want to look into that. I like psychological kind of horror films.
You gotta think about it.
Yeah.
So it just, yeah, there's something for everybody in underground horror. But when you're like me, the gore and then like I said the backstories and stuff that the directors go through,
mm-hmm.
and all that to make these films, because they go through a lot. And also like I just really enjoy supporting like independent artists.
Yeah,
so that's just me.
I feel you on that.
So yeah,
what would you recommend whoever, like anyone out there who's getting into underground horror films, like what would you recommend to them? Like,
it just depends on
would
what
you like a movie to start off with? Like a gateway movie?
Yeah,
or
you just want to go stupid, go crazy?
What are some, yeah, are you going stupid? Are you going crazy? Like, what are some pointers? Like, will they have to have a strong stomach, would you say?
I don't know, Maddie. What
or,
did
like,
I show
just go
you?
Go in it with an open mind.
What did she show you?
Me a lot.
Okay.
All these 10 like plus years that I've known you, I have seen a lot. So I think.
Damn.
With Gabby, so.
I definitely think that if anybody wants a gateway, I would say maybe like Cannibal Holocaust or a Serbian film. There is some intense stuff on there.
I think that was one of the first ones you showed me too.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Well, it's, you know, I would just look it up for anybody that wants to watch it. Look up some info on it. It's mm-hmm. not for everybody. Or even like an Unearthed film, Unearthed Productions. Mm-hmm. They did Guinea Pig. They did American Guinea Pig. And
sorry. I just thought about the whole Disney G-Force.
G-Force.
That's a cut-off version.
Man. Yeah.
That's a kid version.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it. So, yeah, just, you know, something along the lines of that. Or my number one go-to, August Underground.
God damn it. Yeah. I would make that a drinking game. How many times you said August Underground in this interview?
In real life, too.
Yeah, and in real life. I'm keeping track.
It's like, yeah, so have y'all seen
it's
that
like
one
nobody,
movie?
Nobody, yeah. Gabby, August Underground.
Yeah, right? Honestly, it's
damn,
true.
Damn, we should make a meme.
God damn it. Oh, also, I will say guinea pig, like original guinea pig, mm-hmm. if y'all okay. are into some like Japanese torture
what,
porn.
Do you know... Oh.
Well, you said there. That's so casual.
Yeah, whatever.
Japanese torture porn. No big deal.
Where can like we find it? Like, would we have to like
go to the dark web?
What? No. Excuse me. Pardon?
YouTube.
Actually, they actually did have one of the guinea pig movies on YouTube.
Okay.
But I'm sure they took it off, and I think it was. I forgot which one it was. There are quite a few. But they had it on YouTube for a while. They took it off. I will honestly say that these movies are hard to find. There is a box set, but the box set is like $400. It's expensive.
Oh, shit.
I did have the opportunity to get one of the guinea pig films at Texas Frightmare, but I didn't get it because Ariel and I went off elsewhere because, you know, there's just so much to see. But anyways... Yeah, so I think, like, next year, when I go back, I'll try to get it.
I want to go with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, do it.
Let's do it.
Dallas sucks, but Texas Frightmare.
Yeah, exactly.
Is where it's at. But, yeah, so, you know, it's, you can find them online. You can order them. There are a few websites that I will try to list, even on my Revolting Reviews page, where you can find some movies.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. That'd be helpful.
You should get a website.
Yeah. Yeah, do it.
Fucking do that.
Just do it.
How many, like, films do you own that are, like, underground horror?
Have you been keeping track?
And what do you do after you actually watch the films? Like, what do you do with them?
You just collect them?
I tuck them into bed with me.
Oh, fuck.
I shower.
We shower together.
They watch me shower.
Yeah. I cuddle them, you know.
Put them in a bed.
Who needs a man?
Only the August Underground trilogy.
Oh, of course.
I told Ariel, I had sent her a picture of me with all three of them. And
do you have that picture?
I think I do have that picture. Oh, she was Lord. Like, you're so ugly. And I'm like,
I want to see it.
Can we post
it?
Yeah, y'all can post it. It's actually a really good picture.
Oh, hell yeah.
Her titties are all
I
out.
Know. One under each titty.
Not in this one. Sorry. I posted it on my OKCupid, though.
God damn it. Did it work? Did it get you any likes?
Yeah, dude. It got me a date last night. So
she's like, how do you think?
Yeah.
How do you think I did that interview?
I'm going to send it again tonight. So I think it went well.
Oh, yes.
Send that to
one
of us.
I think you did send that to me.
I think I did. Well, yeah, well, I had told Ariel.
Send it to me. I want it.
I was all, I'm going to
frame it.
Sleep with them. I don't know what I said. I said, I'm going to tuck them into bed with me. And she was like, understandable. Because honestly, like the whole trilogy is really expensive. So like August Underground alone, like the first installment is like $100 on Amazon. And I got it for $20 at Frightmare.
Ooh.
Remember when I was trying to get the movie back? Because I loved
it. Yeah, I remember that. That was also a series.
That was also a series of events. We'll talk about that later.
Oh, shit.
Off the podcast. But
God damn it. So yes. When it comes to like your dating life.
Wow.
This is a question I just thought of
I'm
right
like,
now.
Excuse me. That's not
so when it comes
questions.
To like, I guess, meeting new people, dating life, how do you... bring this up to them, like,
ooh, that's a good question.
Like, we're gonna have a movie night, and it's gonna include brownie mix,
caca,
and caca, and doo-doo, and nipples chopped off. Am I place or yours?
Or do you just wait until like you know,
like the right time?
Yeah. That's a really good question, Maddie. Fucking sprung that on her real fast.
I know. We were prepared.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, if they ask me, like, you know, about movies and stuff like that, then I'll tell them. I've listed on like a few of like my dating profiles that I do have a podcast.
It's like a warning.
Oh, like a warning, yeah. But actually changed my bio on my Tinder like a while back. So it's something stupid, but anyways.
Can't be worse than mine.
if they ask and stuff like that, then I'll tell them. And, you know, they're like, oh, well, you know, what is that? Or, you know, they're curious or something. Mm-hmm. Then I'll send them like a trailer.
Send them a hostel.
No, actually, it was so funny because I went over to one guy's house. Oh, and Lord. I think I told you the salt lamp.
Oh, yep. Salt lamp guy.
Salt lamp guy. And he put on hostel. He's like, is this going to turn you on? And I was
like, my mom just called. I have to leave. I have to go water my plants. Over.
Yeah, I was like, dude, I'm dry. But
you said it went back up.
It did. So,
God damn it.
Or if they want to see them, like if I see somebody for a while, like if we're dating and they want to see a movie, they're curious and I'll show them. But, yeah. So other that's pretty much that, it.
Just
mm-hmm. But some of them, it's just like I said, it's a thing that's not for everybody. A lot of people don't really like gore. They can't stomach it or they can't watch it.
Yeah.
Because it eventually, like.
Helica, I see you over there.
Helica.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Also.
That just scares me.
No, it's understandable. It's like, it yeah. fucks with your head sometimes. Also, too, as y'all know, I attract a lot of normies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So.
Be my goth girlfriend, please.
Yeah.
My big titty goth girlfriend.
Yes.
So yeah, so it's always
I can imagine they're
quite the adventure showing them these films.
The reaction is like you never know what you're gonna get.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. I think in the time that I've been single, I think I've only showed like two guys like August Underground.
Were they worth it?
No.
Anyways,
are they the around, question. Maddie?
On to the next.
Hopefully, this one that I'm talking to now is able to stomach it. I'm going to show them all three.
Fingers crossed he's the one.
Yeah.
I know, right? Fingers crossed.
If you can't watch all three movies of the
Underground
August
Horror.
Underground,
then you're not the one.
Yeah. God damn it. Honestly.
Hashtag.
Back to back, too.
Back Same to night. Back. Yeah.
Same
damn.
Night.
Damn.
Mine is if you're able to watch Shrek 1 and 3, 1 through 3, then it's on.
I don't...
Eat the roar.
How?
One more time, please.
No.
Do it.
Man.
We're going to peer pressure you. Do it.
You're bringing Shrek to y'all.
I don't even remember how I did it. Do the roar.
She's like... I could go back into the whole dating thing. You mm-hmm. did say that you used to have it in your bio that like you were into this kind of stuff. Did like guys like try to come in to like message you with like some stupid ass, like, creepy ass shit?
Yeah, but have you seen Halloween? Have you seen Jason?
Child's Play, bitch.
Yeah, I have gotten like some, actually, believe it or not, like some guys that I've met in the past will be like, oh, like Cannibal Holocaust. So at least they know that. I'll give them that.
They're on the like, same scale. Because
they saw it on Twitter.
They saw it, they saw it somewhere.
God damn it.
That's the only reason I know about it is because I saw it on Twitter.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I don't like gore, Maddie. I don't like this kind of stuff. I love you, though.
It's fair.
I love that you're into this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I like to thank my mother.
Honestly, shout out to Gabby's mom. Mama, what was it? Mama, what do we call her?
What is my name on? Oh, Mama Autopsy.
Yeah, because your name is Edible Autopsy.
My name is Edible Mama Autopsy. Yeah,
that's cute. I like it.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't
talk
about
Cannibal
though.
Corpse. I'm just kidding.
Hold on. It's gonna be like a whole other episode.
I know. we'll bring you back for that.
Thank you. Yeah. No. Some, believe it or not, like some guys do know. Most guys don't know, and mm-hmm. so I have to tell them about it. I've gotten like for the most part like positive. Like reactions, like, oh, okay, or you know, like
that's
it's
cool.
still like
to
not for them,
own.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
but they're like, oh,
yeah, like, okay, like, whatever, fuck it, you know,
yeah,
and so yeah, you know,
so well, back to that, you're going to school for film.
Mm-hmm.
Do you plan on making these kind of movies when you're settled, when you're like graduating?
You mean when we get our own apartment?
Yeah, so we plan on moving in together.
The living room's just gonna be like a area for y'all to film.
It's a horror set.
Maddie's gonna let me decorate, so
yeah. I'm
oh,
just like
shit.
Just Just like, leave me alone, honestly.
So I actually, since I've started school, I've met like a lot of cool people that have done like stuff themselves, like you know, their own short films or have been in productions and that sort of thing. So it's great because I've met people who are like, you know, they're actors or actresses mm-hmm. or video editors, camera people, special effects people, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. So actually, as I've mentioned, for like the last 2 fucking years, people have been bothering me because I've been talking about it.
Why are you looking at me like that?
She says, you know especially, exactly.
God damn it. Right. No,
if you want someone to be in it, I'd be in it.
So we're making a movie.
Yeah, it's called Cat Food.
What's it about?
I can't quite say, but my cat's going to be the star of the movie, and we all mm-hmm. know how adorable Diego is.
And I'm going to be the victim.
Have you seen Diego?
I've never seen Diego.
What? Her cat,
wow.
Diego.
Wow.
I've seen everyone's animals but yours.
Okay, Diego is my...
He makes a sound.
That's Angie, literally... Angie, like, that's all. Like, if you ever, like, talk to Angie about my cat, the first thing that comes out of her mouth is... Because that's, like...
That's what he makes. He makes a... sound.
Oh, he's so cute.
And so does Gabby, so it's like...
Yeah, we're, like, both the same. Like, I, you know... Like father, like son. So yeah, it's going to be about him. I've come up with like a few other ideas that I've told to like Maddie and Melody. Mm-hmm. Melody's going to be in these movies. She doesn't know it yet.
Yeah.
So she's going to contribute somehow. So yeah.
She'll probably just talk shit the whole time.
Probably. She'll complain. So it'll be fine.
She could stage the set for us.
Right, she could light up her chakras God or like align her oh chakras, God. Light up her salt lamps.
She's gonna fucking hate us so much. Just edit this part out.
I'm leaving this in for Man. Her.
I love Melody so much, dude.
Melody, if you're listening to this,
she's
I love
honestly,
you.
She's so down. Like,
she's down the clown.
When we were talking about like movie night and all that, she was like, I don't care what you bring, I already know what you're about. And I'm like, all right,
she'll just fucking bring it.
Yeah, she doesn't care. And I'm like, you say that now, but you know. Mm.
So tonight we might have a movie night.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting.
Still deciding what movies we're going to bring.
So many options.
So many options, yeah.
So many to pick from. Let's just see 1 through 3.
Right? Hey, you know what? If y'all are down, I can bring them. Mm-hmm. I have no problem.
I brought them anyway.
I brought them anyway. Oh my God. I take them with me at all times.
And then I know you said your favorite movie is obviously.
One more time.
I'm waiting.
What was it?
August Underground?
Uh-huh.
Yes. other than that, what are like your top 3 favorite movies? Anything that has August in it.
Or Underground.
Okay. Well, I think before August Underground, before anything else, is The Crow.
Oh, yes.
That is like my...
That threw me off.
my all-time favorite movie that ever is. In the whole wide world. I saw it when I was 6 years old on a Mickey Mouse TV.
Hell
on
yeah.
TNT. Damn. I remember specifically because that movie.
What shirt were you wearing?
I don't even know what I was wearing at the time. I was 6 years old. But
still Cannibal Corpse shirt.
Probably right. Like something, yeah. But I remember I had a Mickey Mouse TV that my grandma bought me. And I was watching it on there. And so I've been obsessed ever since. I think I have like... Mm-hmm. I don't know how many figures.
That's true. Yeah.
Of The Crow.
I know that makes so much sense because I've seen you post pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, is she posting the same one or what?
I know. I'm like, we've seen those.
So The Crow and then The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Original. And then, of course, you know.
August Underground.
August Underground.
Had to make the list.
Had to make the
what
list.
What about other than, like, horror films? Do you like anything else?
Definitely 8mm.
What's that?
It's a Nicolas Cage film, and foremost. It's a mystery.
That freaking threw Helicopter so much.
it's about a snuff film, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And, that fucking band,
One Direction.
Well, yeah. Oh, okay, actually, cool. my favorite part about the entire movie is that the killer is a big Danzig fan.
Oh hell!
Oh yeah.
So he has like 3 Danzig posters in his room. Yeah, and he lives with his mom, so he reminds me a lot of myself.
Okay, I can see
that. I love
that.
It. Yeah. So.
Oh, yes. So you do movie screenings, right, at La Botanica.
I do.
So you're venturing from Horror Underground to sharing some of your favorite underground horror movies with us, and you host them.
Like,
tell us more about that.
So I show a lot of like 80s like cult classic horror stuff, just because I love a lot of the 80s stuff. Also because showing underground horror stuff in public is not ideal.
Yeah.
So
might get, you know, the cops caught on us.
Yeah, probably. So might get kicked out or something. I don't know.
Ooh, fun.
Yes.
But if I could show them, if I had a place to show them, or if I knew anybody was interested, I would show them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I do those like every other month or so. Now, I used to do them monthly, but then I stopped. And so now I'm doing them every other month. I'm doing one in August, August 16th. And then I'm doing one again after that in October.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if we're going to do one for Thanksgiving. I know we're going to do one for Christmas, and I see a weird, like me and Ariel, and I know for Christmas I do want to try and show an underground horror film called Christmas Cruelty.
Ooh, okay.
So we'll see if I can do that. So yeah, yep. So come through.
Yay. And are they free? Are they?
Yeah, they're free.
All ages.
All free.
No, not all ages. All right. 21 Ooh. Plus.
Okay. And where at?
La Botanica.
Okay.
Hey. Yep, yep.
King, king.
So they have like vegan food and stuff for the people that are vegans, and they have drinks. And
for the
I do have vendors. Yeah. I do have vendors there that.
What do they bring to the table?
So a lot of people may know No Mama's Distro.
Yes.
They're like my number one vendor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I'm just like.
No, you're good. Yeah. They're like my number one like vendors and like. You know, they're always there, and they're super great people. Steven and Michelle, shout out. I love them so much. They have a lot of cool stuff, from records to cassettes to zines. Am I saying it right?
Zine?
Yeah, zines. Yeah. Is that okay? I never knew it was like zines or zines, right? I never knew like either. I'm like, what is it?
Yeah.
The Z silent.
Eens.
But yeah, he has a lot of cool stuff. I want to say that they bring like different stuff all the time. Them and then my friends Diego and Ilea, their shop is called Casket Classic, and they bring a lot of VHS.
Yes, like
oh, that's another thing that sometimes I think No Mamas will bring is VHS.
Mm-hmm.
I believe. But Casket Classic for sure, they bring VHS, clothes, cool stuff. Lewis, I can't even pronounce like what his shop is called. I can't even pronounce what his shop is called, but I know the last time
we'll include it, we'll put it in like all this stuff.
Cool. He brought some cool stuff, like some like cool posters.
I actually bought a when they had the Faust flea market thing.
Yes,
he was there. But I bought like a bunch of stuff from him.
Just make sure to check out like each of my vendors,
because yeah.
They all have really cool
yeah
stuff.
They're really cool.
I will have a new one for this event. Two new ones actually.
Ooh, and what are they?
Well, first one is Angie's Honey Buns Kind Closet, and I think hers is not really like a vend. She's just doing like a clothes drive. But I have another one. He is a noise artist, and his is called Aural Atmospheres DIY Record Pop-Up Shop.
Oh, that's okay. A mouthful.
That yeah. is. Say it three times. Tongue twister.
So, yeah. So, I'm, you know, trying to, I try to get new people if I can, you know, to kind of put people out there and get their stuff seen.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Like they're helping you and you're helping them in a way.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Can we have a booth?
No.
Oh. All
right.
Okay.
we'll do it live. We are here live at like we're a sports, so the sports announcer.
Right. Do you have any other plugs besides like the whole, you are having, like you said, the upcoming event. When is that?
That is going to be August 16th. It's on a Friday.
And then.
I also, I'm not having her.
Understandable.
Not having her this time. but I did have her last month. Miss Taint.
Yes. Oh, yes.
One and only horror drag performer. She's amazing. She is. I am going to have her for sure. Hopefully, I haven't even asked her yet, but I'm going
to
ask her.
She's going to listen to this and be like,
she didn't ask me.
I'm busy that day.
When I do the one in October, that one's going to be the biggie. Yeah. So.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Can we be there?
No.
I mean, I'm going to show up either way.
I'm going to show up. I'm going to have shirts. I'm going to give out.
Take them out, please.
I am security. What do you mean?
You and Brandon are security.
So if you plan on going to Gabby's screening, August?
August 16th.
At?
La Botanica.
At La Botanica.
At what time?
I think this one's going to be at 9.
At 9? Okay. Cool. So if you plan on going, bring some clothes. Hit up Angie, and I believe Destiny is doing it as well. Hit them up. Donate clothes or just find out how you can be involved with just donating and helping back with the community.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
I really like that idea. I have a lot of clothes that I'm going
to
give them.
Same. I hit her up. I was like, hey, I have some cringy old band shirts I'm going to give to you.
Your broken side shirt.
Yeah. My Asking Alexandria shirt.
Your Suicide Silence hoodie that you never took off.
Man. Honestly, there's this one time. So I've known Gabby for fucking ever. And, you know, you go through that middle school phase of not taking off your jackets.
Bath?
Yeah. Like, I never heard of her. Not taking off your jacket. Fucking, like, hot-ass weather. Mm-hmm. There was one time she came to pick me up. And, of course, little middle school me.
Sweat?
I was fucking dying. I was wearing this hardcore, like, fucking badass Suicide Silence hoodie that I miss to this day. And she would not let me in the car until I took it off.
Oh my god!
Like her and her mom, like legit, like locked the doors.
They like bullied you into taking off your sweater. Oh my god!
So me and Gabby, we go back.
We go way back. Yeah.
We go way back.
Not much change. Either.
Yeah, still dumbasses. For real? Just more adult about it.
Oh my god!
Yeah, she's another gateway to me to introducing me to horror and just.
I thought you were going to say whores. I don't know why.
Sorry. In a sense, yeah. And see, she's thrown roaches at me.
She's thrown what?
Roaches.
Oh, my God. Remind me to never be around you if there's a roach.
Don't have a sleepover.
I only do it to Maddie.
Yeah. What else? We went to our first show together. That was...
Maddie, we're not talking about this right now.
I'm talking about it.
Maddie's like crying in the corner right now. Like, we went to our first show.
Yeah.
So if anyone's interested in like following you to like get like updates, where can they follow you at?
Don't follow her.
Don't. They can follow me at Revolting Reviews Podcast on Instagram. They can follow my Twitter, Revolting Reviews. Podcast, I think, but
is it like Revolting X?
It's
like an
Revolting X Reviews podcast. Wow. Sorry, but I think like the way that I have it spelled on Twitter is a little weird, just because like it was so funny because someone I was gonna do like RXR podcast. And when I tried to put RXR podcast, it said sorry, username already taken, and I was like, I almost had like. A fucking aneurysm because I was all
holy shit.
I went to go look it up and it was just like some, I don't know, it was like some random something review. Something.
Restroom reviews.
R&R?
Yeah, something. And
I'm
so.
Look it up.
Oh, Lord.
So yeah, the Twitter is Revolting X Reviews Podcast. It's on private right now because I don't like have much content at the moment. I'm going to make a Facebook page eventually too. I know I have a Patreon up. That I have on private, I think, or something. Because, again, I don't really...
So, in the works.
It's in the works, yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
So, with the podcast, what do you plan on bringing to that? What do you have hopes for? Or?
Well, my... the catchphrase for the podcast is, I defile my eyeballs so you don't have to.
Oh, I like that.
So, pretty much, I'm doing it to, again, I just... love underground horror. I love supporting the independent directors that make these films. Also, just to get the word out about these kinds of films and to pique anybody's interest, because I know that there are some people who definitely won't watch it, but they might want to hear about it.
Yeah.
Like,
that could be me.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, you know, just to pique
tone it
their,
down.
Yeah, yeah, like, to pique their morbid curiosity.
Yeah.
There, like, again, given with these films, I will put trigger warnings and stuff like that before each episode, because there is some intense stuff in there, you know.
Exciting. I'm really excited. Yeah. I'm excited to hear it. I love to thank hear you. Your voice in a non-creepy kind of way.
It's soothing, right?
It really is. Anything else you can think to plug, to mention? We'll take that as a no. All right, no.
Yeah. All right. No, that's fine. Yeah, I don't know. Just listen to it and come to my events. They're fun.
Yes, they're really fun. Mm-hmm. The last one
I've been
we
to
met.
All of them.
Yeah. Dude, she's a real one.
I don't think I've had a choice, but no. You know.
Yeah, you really don't.
Who
yeah.
was it that we met?
The wrestler?
The wrestler?
The wrestler? Wrestler.
Oh, what was his name? Oh my God.
Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, I was going to say yes. David or something.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he was there.
Damn. See, she even has wrestlers coming out.
He didn't know what he was walking into.
Yeah,
he really didn't know.
I don't
I think.
Know. I want to know like what his point of view was when he walked in. Like what made him go there?
He did. Oh, he told
he was,
us.
He did? Yeah, he was yeah. trying to find vegan food nearby. Yeah.
Oh, makes sense.
And he heard that it was really good there, so he went. Mm. And then he was like, and then I was eating my food, and I just saw blood and gore, and then I decided to leave.
I think I was so in like the moment. That. I didn't hear anything of that.
You did.
I was like starstruck. Really
understandable.
Like, yeah. I was like, this man is speaking, and it sounds like heaven.
God damn it.
But, yeah, I do want to add a theme to your screenings.
No.
I told Brandon, our friend Brandon, and I to start wrestling at these
oh,
events.
Oh, no. No. Right. No.
It's mm-mm. not going to happen?
No, okay. Ma'am.
Maybe come back in, like, 3 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Glad that got out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to put that off my chest. I feel so much better now.
God damn it. Oh, also, shout out to my friend Jacob. He makes all of
our oh, yes. Yes. Jacob.
Mm-hmm. He's made the last two flyers. And
he made our logo, too.
Yeah, yes. He made the logo
an angel.
For From Hell They Came. He's also going to make my logo.
Fuck yeah.
So,
hell yeah,
yeah,
brother.
If shout you out Jacob. Need any logos done, flyers, or anything like that, make sure to check him out. Yeah. Also, I think another thing that I'm trying to do with the podcast, now that I'm thinking about people, I will try to have guests on there. There is actually a YouTuber that does underground movie reviews. I think he wants to be on it. Ooh. When I posted about my podcast in the Facebook group that I'm a part of for mm-hmm. all that stuff, he was like, put me on your podcast so I can aww. Talk shit. And I was
hell
like,
yeah.
All right. So
you're like big bet. Yeah. That sounds like number you one. When you
yeah,
were like,
right?
put me on your podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to try to have him on there. I'm going to try to have a mutual from Instagram that I've we've kind of been following each other for a long time.
Nice.
He also is a big fan of the underground stuff. So yeah, I'm going to try to have guests on there whenever I can. But mm-hmm. for the most part, it's just going to be me. So,
cool.
I can't wait to listen and have your voice like
right?
when I'm asleep.
Yeah,
you know my what? Soothing music. That's gonna
yeah.
have your voice.
Recently, someone told me that they liked my voice. So besides Angelica,
they might be lying. But
wow,
is it the guy that you're going on a date with?
Yes.
Oh. All right. Cool.
Yep. Yep.
Well, this,
I think that's you, it. That's all I have.
Are you that's ready you to have? Tell that story or no?
No.
Do you want to take a break?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, yes, girl, go.
Okay. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, so the story that I'm going to be talking about is the murder of Sylvia Likens. And so this happened back in, like, 1965. And the reason why I found out about the story, again, is because it was an underground horror film called
hell
The
yeah.
Girl Next Door. Not to be confused with the comedy The Girl Next Door.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie. But anyways... when I saw this film, like, it was a fucked up movie, first of all, but it's an actual case. It's, like, something that happened, again, back in 1965, I think. And so it turns out that this girl, she was left, her dad left her with this lady, this caretaker, and the caretaker pretty much like tortured her. She tortured her. She got the neighborhood kids to torture her.
Oh shit.
for no reason at all. And she, it all started whenever, because I mean, back then $20 is like what
200,
like 200, 300 is to us now in fucking 2019. So she was poor, the caretaker, you know, she had a few kids and that she was already taking care of. I guess the dad had sent her a letter and said, you know, I can't pay you this week, but I'll pay you next week or something. And I guess that's when it all started. So she started beating her and
So she just like upset?
Yeah, she was upset. And
basically took it out on her.
Yeah. And so she got the kids, her kids plus neighborhood kids to torture her. And she went through a lot. I do know that they took a hot needle and carved...
Didn't they carve, like, names into her?
They
like
carved, I think, I'm a prostitute into her stomach.
Yeah. My God. How old was she?
She was only 16.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
The only reason I know about this is from, like, hearing it on other podcasts.
Yeah.
And if from the things that I can remember, it's very...
It's fucked up. Fucked up.
Yeah, very. Yeah.
So the torment included tying her up, putting cigarettes on her bare skin, pouring scalding water on her, rubbing salt into her raw wounds.
Oh, my God.
That's just the thought.
Making her eat her own feces. So one of, like, the most, like, fucked up things that happened to her. Actually, it's not one of the most, but one. It's, well, yeah, I guess it is. They had her get naked in front of everybody, in front of a bunch of kids, and insert a soda bottle into her vagina. It's happened on two different occasions. They had her masturbate with it. She was also kicked into her genitals and accused, because she apparently accused like one of the lady's kids of being pregnant, I guess, but the girl had told Sylvia, oh, well, you know, I'm pregnant, but I guess maybe she was lying or something. I don't know. So it was just a whole thing. And so she kicked Sylvia in her genitals and called her a whore. So then on one occasion, as the family ate supper, Gertrude, Paula, and a neighborhood boy named Randy Gordon Leper force-fed Sylvia a hot dog overloaded with condiments, including mustard and spices. Sylvia vomited afterwards, and she was forced to consume what she had just regurgitated.
Holy shit.
Like I said earlier, like, kids from the neighborhood would frequently visit the house just to torture and torment her.
The fuck? It's like an after-school special.
Fuck. And so... they would sometimes even use her as a practice dummy in violent judo sessions.
Oh, my God.
Lacerating her body, burning her with lit cigarettes in excess of 100 times, and severely injuring her genital. The caretaker, Gertrude, charged the neighborhood kids 5 cents apiece to see a display of Sylvia's body and to humiliate, beat, scold, and burn, and ultimately mutilate her.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's how she got them to join.
Yeah. And so with the assistance of her children and their friends, they restrained Sylvia before placing her in a bathtub filled with scalding water before proceeding to rub salt into her wounds.
Oh, my God.
Dude. And so on one occasion, Gertrude and her 12-year-old son, John Jr., rubbed urine and feces from Gertrude's 1-year-old son's diaper into Sylvia's mouth and giving her a cup filled with water and stating the water was all she would receive for the remainder of the day.
3 months, dude.
All because her dad said, hey, I can't pay you this week, but I got you next week.
Yeah. Ass name is Gertrude. Gertrude ass bitch.
So, yeah.
No wonder she was pissed off. I'm pissed off too. My name is Gertrude.
Shit. So on October 22nd, John Benizeski Jr. tormented Sylvia by offering to allow her to eat a bowl of soup with her fingers and quickly taking the bowl away from her. By this stage, suffering from extreme malnourishment, attempted to eat the food. Gertrude Benizeski eventually allowed Sylvia to sleep upstairs on the condition that she learned not to wet herself. That night, Sylvia whispered to Jenny, secretly giving her... Jenny was her sister, by the way. It was
It was Sylvia, her sister and
her sister. Yeah, that they stayed with her. But nothing ever happened to the sister, really.
Wow.
That sucks to see your sister go through that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that you can do or it's going to happen right to back you. To you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I would have fought.
Mm-mm. Swing on all of them.
Swing on fucking sight, dude.
Fuck, dude.
So the following morning, Gertrude discovered that Sylvia had urinated herself. Mm-hmm. As a punishment, you know, she was forced to do the Coca-Cola thing again.
Fuck.
The bottle, yeah. So the following day, Gertrude Benizeski woke Sylvia, then forced her to write a letter as she dictated the contents, which were intended to mislead her parents into believing their daughter had run away from the Benizeski residence. The content of this letter was intended to frame a group of anonymous local boys for extensively abusing and mutilating Sylvia after she had initially agreed to engage in sexual relations with them before they inflicted the extreme abuse and torture upon her body. Mm-hmm. After Sylvia had written this letter, Gertrude had finished formulating her plan to have John Jr. and Jenny blindfold Sylvia, take her to a nearby wooded area, and just they left her there to die. But that's what she wrote, like in the letter. Like, I guess so that way they wouldn't come looking for her or something.
Yeah.
And so.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah. So after she had finished writing the letter, she was tied to the stair railing and offered crackers to eat. And so she refused, and she said, you know, give it to the dog, I don't want it. And they forced the crackers into her mouth, and John Benizeski beat her, particularly about the stomach. So I guess they beat her in her stomach. And so when she attempted to escape, the caretaker caught her, tied her up in the basement, beating her and burning her mercilessly. Man. A day later, she died of a brain hemorrhage, shock, and malnutrition.
Did her family ever find out?
Yeah, they found out.
After the fact, unfortunately.
Yeah, like after the fact, you know, it sucks. But she was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison. But she was released in 1985 for good behavior. She died 5 years later
good.
Of lung cancer, yeah.
Was that a picture of her, or was that
that's
Edgar
a picture
Allan Poe?
That's... No, right? Fuck.
Are they related?
Fuck.
So, yeah. In the movie that I saw, there's a scene, and I think it's even in a book. There's a book about this. And in the movie, they take a blowtorch to her vagina.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that. Oh, my God.
Oh, she went through it.
You know... It was fucked up, and, like, it's so crazy how, like, people think, like, oh, yeah, like, back then, like, nothing bad happened.
No, a lot of shit. It just wasn't reported, or...
It just, I mean, no one talks about it.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Did the guys involved as well get any
Yeah, or? They all got prosecuted. It's crazy, because some of them are, like, still alive now.
Mm-hmm. And they're probably, like, already
out. Yeah, they're, like, super old now.
Because they were, like, what, like... 12, 16,
yeah.
Around those ages.
Like, how the fuck can you participate in that, though? That's, like, really fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, how did she... Well, I mean, I understand the $20 are, like, maybe giving them money.
But, like, how did she convince them to be, like, yeah, go ahead and
yeah, like, that's okay.
Stab her.
That's what I'm thinking. And then, like, the parents, like, of their parents, like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, I do, too.
I am concerned.
So, it's rough. I recommend that if anybody... There's two movies on it. There's one with Ellen Page. That one is called American Crime, I think.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Oh. And then there's the other one that I just talked about, The Girl Next Door. Mm-hmm. And then I believe there's a book on it, which is, like, more rough than the two movies alone.
That's probably because they go more in depth into it.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, thank you for sharing that story. Well, not thank you.
Yeah.
But, like, also thank you.
Yeah. No, of course.
Fucking sucks.
You came and you delivered.
Right?
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for being on our episode.
Yeah, don't let it happen again.
Yeah. Oh, no, we won't.
Trust us. Yeah. This is a one-time thing. We want to remind all of our listeners to send us their stories.
Yes.
From hellthecamepodcast@gmail.com.
Send that shit.
Don't forget, we have a Patreon, FHTC podcast.
$2 a month.
Or more.
Yeah.
If you want.
Up to you. No pressure.
Don't listen to Gabby.
Yeah, Gabby, you could unplug your mic now.
You'll get a shout out and you'll get a dope ass sticker like we gave to Gabby today. Follow us on all social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Don't forget to rate us on Facebook, Apple Podcasts, and all streaming platforms. And Gabby, plug some stuff.
Just follow Revolting Reviews Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. I don't have a Facebook account for my stuff yet, but just follow it and you will be getting some content soon from me. I'm hoping by next month, August, I'm going to be talking about my favorite movie.
That's in August.
Wow.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right.
Well, before we end, I just want to shed some light on, again, the clothing drive for Gabby's movie. So, if you want to participate in that, hit up Angie or Destiny on social media, I believe.
For all San Antonio peeps.
Yes. Yeah, mainly for all San Antonio. Sorry. But yeah, hit them up if you want to donate some clothes for that. Mm-hmm. And there's also a school supplies drive that will be happening August 3rd. It's called Hardcore for the Children School Supplies Drive.
Yeah.
Saturday, August 3rd. And what that is just, about 6 bands that will be playing.
1, 2.
And it's going to be a school supplies drive. So if you want to make it out to that, go ahead. It's free for those who donate school supplies or $7 without. But yeah, just go ahead, go support, and yeah.
Dope. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. I don't know what else to say. Sleep tight, freaks. Bye.
What did you say? Sleep tight, fuckers?